जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरी वरधारी यशोदा नंदन गज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन गज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन गज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तेरा कल पावन सीताराम जय सीताराम सीताराम जय सीताराम पावन सीताराम जय सीताराम सीताराम जय सीताराम
Everybody should see that one, not me. I will just understand. Maybe others.
How many stories do you have?
61. Yeah, just see here. Yeah. So easier.
Om Jnanati Mirandasa Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovisam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gada Mahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sativam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsya Om Jnanati Mirandasya Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So we are beginning with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Parampara and Acharyas. The glorification of Lord Ramchandra will do this 5 days. We'll start from today. In the beginning, we're just discussing a little bit about.
Isn't it too dark?
In the beginning, just to discuss how important is Lord Ramchandra and Ramayana, Ram Navami celebration to us individually as a follower of Srila Prabhupada's and his movement, Krishna Consciousness Society. So I'll tell you a little story. That my regional secretary, when I was in early 80s in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada took the devotees to Ayodhya. And so Srila Prabhupada told them this is the birthplace of Lord Ramachandra. But at that time, when Prabhupada went there,
It was just a very remote village, just a little hut. And even though Ayodhya is a city, but they used to maintain very like a forest living lifestyle of Lord Ram. But it was not a place where Lord Ram lived in a forest. He lived in a big, beautiful, populated, beloved citizens' country, kingdom, palace, decoration. So it was very small, and big trees and little hut. So Prabhupada asked the main priest that I have so many followers from the west, and we are devotee of Krishna. Krishna loves big feast. So what can we arrange for lunch? And the devotees, the head priest says, we never cook here because Lord Ram used to live in a forest, eat only fruits and roots. So that's all we offer to Lord Ram, roots and fruits, nothing else, we don't cook. So then Prabhupada says, oh, that's nice, but we are following Krishna. Krishna loves everything, all these sweets, cakes, and nice pakoras, nice kachori. Can you arrange something for the devotees so it will be nice? So then the Ram Bhaktas, they sing Prabhupada, you know, they're very obliged and loyal to him, because Prabhupada looks very also effulgent sadhu. Yes, Maharaj, they agreed. So they went to the market with some devotee and they bought a lot of stuff. And in India, they can build the oven very quick. It's called chula, like a three piece, and then you got some pots. And they made a huge feast. And after Prabhupada personally offered to Lord Ram, and then the body took very nicely, and then the Prabhupada said, what about you? You are the head priest, you are supposed to sit with us. He said, but Maharaj, until today I never ate any cooked, because we only eat what Lord Ram ate in the forest. He said, but this is not the Lord Ram's forest. Lord Ram is also Krishna. He said, yes, Maharaj, he is Krishna. And then Krishna eats all kinds of beautiful, luxurious 56 prep. So you should honor. Okay, Maharaj, if you say it, so I'll do. So he took a big meal, his first time in his life. The head priest of Ayodhya temple, when Prabhupada went there, until that day he never ate big feast. So then he asked, is it okay, we can start offering also something? Prabhupada said, of course, Lord Ram is a royal prince. He was ruling as a king. You should offer him on luxury prasadam. When he was in forest, that is a different story. There was no cooking facility. But this is Ayodhya, you should. So since that time, and they still have, if you go there till today, they have this story, they will tell you. That the whole change of their worshipping process established by Prabhupada. Even though it's the Lord Ramchandra's birthday. Just one time Prabhupada went there. One time Srila Prabhupada was conversing with Pradyumna Prabhu, and Mother Janavi told me that she was standing near the door to hear what Prabhupada is discussing. So Prabhupada says, my next book I want to translate will be Ramayana. And then Pradyumna Prabhu says, Ramayana? Say, yes, I love Ramayana. That's what Prabhupada says. So devotee is curious. What is Ramayana? Prabhupada wanted to translate, but some or other Krishna has his plan, so he left. But there are so many other translations. But nonetheless, Prabhupada gave a beautiful commentary on 9th canto. There's the two chapter, very important. There are a few other stories also, little bit, just to see where, how much Prabhupada loved Lord Ram's life, loved Lord Ram's teaching. One time, Srila Prabhupada was walking with his disciples in Vrindavan, near Ranganathji temple. They have a big walking, morning walk, people just goes around, it's a long walk. Says people were walking. So Prabhupada was coming with a group of his followers, and there was a big Ram Bhakta. He always chanting Ram 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 Sita Ram Ram. Very nice. Prabhupada say, so watch. So he stopped. So as that man came nearby, Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna. And he says, Ram Ram. And they both started laughing. Prabhupada was laughing, he also was laughing. So then they went around. So they are going opposite across and they meet again on the other side. And Prabhupada did the same thing. Hare Krishna. And this man says, Ram Ram. Then Prabhupada sat down there and he gives a nice story. I never heard where he got it from. Beautiful. He said when Srimati Radharani, when Rasleela took place and Krishna left with Srimati Radharani and all the gopis were searching everywhere, where did Krishna go? And they could not find, finally they found Krishna's footprint. They found two footprints. They were curious, who is the most fortunate girl? Until that day, Radharani was not famous in Vrindavan yet, on this day of Brahma. So then they started glorifying about this girl who he picked out of billions. Billions and billions of girls, Krishna picked up one. What did she do? She must have worshipped the God. And so they are talking about all this, giving a logic to satisfy themselves. She must be so fortunate. How is possible out of billion he picked only her? So they are glorifying, glorifying. Of course, there are four types of gopis. One type of gopis, they knew who Radharani was and Krishna always will pick her up, they knew. The other group, they did not know, they're thinking, how possible, who is she? Is she from our group? No, but we are, our main leader is here. Chandavali's group is there. Shyamali's group is there, Bhadra's group is there. But of course, finally, when Krishna came to a point where Radharani actually asked Krishna that I'm tired, I won't be able to walk. You have to pick me up. You remember, even in Krishna book, it's given signal that there was a two footprint, two sets, then became one. Means he picked her up. And Prabhupada gave the story that they came to this Karmabon, where Karmabon is one of the 12 forests in Vrindavan, and where Krishna sat down with Radharani and they just have a little intimate conversation. At that time Lord Ramchandra appeared there and he had a whole puja paraphernalia and he worshipped Radha Krishna. So everybody worship Hanuman, who worship Ram, and Ram worship Radha Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, these Ram Bhaktas, they cannot understand this part. This is the secret. Very difficult. Because Lord Ram and Krishna, they are same. But still, Mahavishnu cannot enter into Dwarka to see Krishna. Mahavishnu cannot. Mahavishnu. He is the origin Vishnu of entire creation. Cannot enter into Dwarka to have a darshan of Krishna. Unless Krishna give him permission. That's why he started stealing those Brahmana boys. Up till 9th. On the 10th the episode took place. So when they went there, Arjuna and Krishna, and then Mahavishnu revealed just to have your darshan, just to have your darshan, I have to seal those Brahmana boys. So the question comes, how is this possible? Is it possible that anybody, even the fanwala, the sweeper, they are sweeping in Dwarka because Krishna allowed? A Mahavishnu cannot have darshan. Lakshmi Devi cannot have darshan in Vrindavan, Krishna and Rasleela. So it's like that. It's very secret. So Prabhupada, because Prabhupada loved this, and this hidden secret pastimes he gives, so we discuss about Lord Ram's life. So the next verse we can sing together.
Bitarashi Dikshurane Pati Kamaniyam Dasamukamali Balim Ramaniyam Kesabhadrita Ramasarina Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Together. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Ramachandra, all glories to you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroy the ten-headed demon Ravana and distribute his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of ten directions, headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them, who were much harassed by this monster, Ravana. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Ramachandra ki jai. We see even in Nityananda Prabhu's life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, I'm just giving a little hints because Lord Ramachandra's pastime was elaborated so much by Nityananda Prabhu also and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So Ram Navami, it's also in our Guru Parampara a lot. Nityananda Prabhu's entire childhood life, he would play the pastimes of Krishna's early life and especially Lord Ram's life. Nityananda Prabhu would play. And he would play the role of Lakshman. Was very prominent. And even he fainted one time. And today, perhaps I can tell you the brief story. Do you know why Lord Lakshman fainted by Indrajit's arrow? I mean, who is Indrajit? He's just a son of Ravana. Indrajit is a son of Ravana who actually literally got victorious over Indra. Indrajit got a boon? What boon? No. There is a hidden story. Yes, there is a hidden story is when we come to Sobari, you will find in the Sobari, when we come to that page, we'll discuss more details. But here, Sobari's case that she was so much in love with Krishna, with Lord Ram, that her guru, Matandi, the Muni, he told her, first of all, she was a simple village wife who lost her husband and didn't know what to do, very depressed and sad. So looking at the ashram of Matandi Muni, she was thinking, what a nice life they have. They light fire, they chant the mantra, they delight in God consciousness whole day. My life is like a doomed, has no meaning. I had a husband, he's dead. Now what to do with my life? I feel very bored. So she decided on her own to go and submit herself. So she went there. When she submitted, then the Muni saw, he was very powerful Muni, he saw the heart of this lady. He said, "What happened, Mata? Why you are here?" He says, "I don't have any meaningful, purposeful life. There is no purpose for me to live unless you give me, explain me what is the purpose of life so I can devote." So the Muni very nicely explained, and she joined, and he told her, said, "You can clean the place, ashram, every day, and bring some fruits plucked from the plant, trees, and offer it, and go like this." So she did. At one point, the Guru was so happy, he said, "I bless you that someday Lord Ram and Lakshman will pass by this side. Perhaps you can offer them some food and please the Lord directly, and you can see face to face by my mercy." She was overwhelmed just by hearing this. Of course, there were some fanatics, the sannyasis were there, and some fanatics, monks. They did not like the lady to come to their guru very close proximity. So they said, "Why she is getting special blessing of Lord Ram? It should be our. We renounce everything." But they don't know that mentally she is also more renounced than others. It is not the physical body attracts the Lord. It is our intention, motives. So anyway, the Guru left this world. Later on, when Lord Ram lost his wife, Sita Devi, and in search they were going into different places, and they came to this path. Now, right before this was very interesting. The whole bunch of sannyasis and the brahmacharis, you know, those celibate monks, they thought they are so advanced, they don't need this little service of these matajis. And they actually left the ashram, they have their own little beautiful place. But somehow or other, there was some problem going on in that area, that it was drought and no water was coming. So it's difficult to survive life in the forest when you don't have water. All of a sudden, one time, Lord Ram and Lakshman from nowhere just appeared and they're passing by. Of course, she immediately remembered her Guru Dev's instruction. So she was very humbly welcomed them, gave them a nice place to sit, and offered her obeisances, and she said, "I'm so happy. Please have a seat and I'll bring some berries." So they had some blackberries and some berries outside, and she brought it in there. And Lakshman knew the purpose of Lord Ram's appearance. Lord Krishna is called Lila Purushottama and Lord Ram is called Marjada Purushottama. Lila Purushottama means he is the supreme expert relisher of transcendental mellow of love. I'm trying to translate that word. Lila Purushottama. He is expert relisher of the transcendental mellow of love. And Ram is expert establisher of the etiquette and rules, ashrams, everything. But question comes, deep down in his heart, is that actually what he does or something else? So Lakshman is very strict to it. But Lord Ram, we found many places actually. With Guhako also same thing happened. When we come to that story of Guhako, we'll tell you. Or can you go to one place called Sabari? We're jumping. We'll come back. You keep on going until you come to Sabari. That was the Guhaka. Very nice. Boy, we jumped a lot. Okay. Should be soon.
There,
you missed it. There you go. So there she is. And was very interesting that she brought some berries. And her guru says, make sure two things you do. When you offer something, generally, Rupa Goswami Pad told us, we should offer our heart to Guru and Krishna. But deep down in our heart, we see that we have so many unnecessary things that it's not offerable. Even it's disgusting to ourselves sometimes. The desire, the impression, the grudge and hate and all these things, the list goes on. It's very difficult to offer the heart. What should we do? Well, offer the things in the heart. Then eventually the heart will be gone there. And it's very sweet. So that's what exactly she did. There is an etiquette, but there is also essential purpose behind the etiquette. Because rules, regulations are good. If you apply intelligence, rules, regulation becomes protection. And if you don't apply intelligence, the same rules, regulations become restriction. You know, some kind of like a suffocation, some people think, oh, all these rules I can't do. Because they don't apply the intelligence. If they apply intelligence, they'll say, oh, this is very good, protective. So she knew the purpose of serving the Lord, Guru Krishna. So she was testing each one. First by her own mouth, tasting it, if it is good, then she's putting directly in the mouth of Ram. Now, according to offering system that we have in ISKCON or our system Gauri or Sampradaya, we don't offer like this. There's one group in South India, they say if we eat full stomach before you offer, then while you're offering, you'll never feel hungry. So it is better you eat fast and then you offer to God. But Lord Chaitanya never accepted that. But that group is still there in South India. That's what they believe. But generally it is not recommended in Shastra. But here, she's not eating, she's tasting it, whether it has a flavor, it is mature, it is tasty, it is sweet, then she is putting in the mouth of Ram. Seeing this, Lakshman got disturbed. He literally walked outside at the door, that making sure those sannyasis and nobody else sees it. It's only Ram is doing what Ram wants to do. He cannot stop him, but he doesn't want to do more than that. At one point, Ram can be a little funny too. Because he is Krishna origin. You know, Krishna has a humor. So Lord Ram says, hey Lakshman, you're missing a big deal. Take something. So literally, when Lord Ram literally invited him, he cannot say no. You know, it's like, but Lord Ram is scared what people will think. The way she's offering it is not proper. But nonetheless, Ram is honoring and she's very happy. At one point, so somebody gave something to Lakshman directly. Lakshman didn't want to take it because if somebody sees what is the etiquette is wrong, this is not how you offer to God. So he took it, and when nobody looked at, he threw it very far. Guess how far he threw? Thousands and thousands of miles. And where it dropped that food, it became Vishala Karani, the medicine that he needed for his chest. Now you see the Now you got the puzzle? Why Lakshman was fainted later on? Because he ignored the prasadam. Be very careful. Do not ever disrespect or ignore prasadam. Because he did that. Later on, the Hanuman had to go and get those medicine that grown from that food. Yeah. It is applicable in our life too. When we properly don't respect something somebody shared, somebody wants to give, we think that we don't need, this is not proper. Well, someday we need, we may have to work hard to get it. If we don't appreciate or feel grateful about it. We'll go back to the fast, otherwise we're going to escape. Thank you. So there, Valmikiji. First of all, Ramayana has a big... I made a few questions. If you ever thought of that kind of question, or if you have any question, at the end we can discuss. Ravana, if you think of all the modern scientists or scientific way of alluring people to the sense enjoyment, they are still behind of Ravana's most sophisticated scientific way. The modern science cannot build a staircase to heaven. Ravana had in his hand. Prabhupada even mentioned that one time, Ravana was so powerful, he had a technology how to build a staircase from here to zillion miles heaven. Can you imagine? What modern technology understand sense enjoyment? They have no idea. That is the highest enjoyment in heaven. And he literally had this, but he never did it. He always wanted to do it, but he thought, I can do any time, it's okay, later. That was Ravana. He transformed salt water into sweet water, but then he kept it as a defensive mechanism so nobody can come to his abode. Now in the Middle East, they just discovered this, oh, they can make the salty water into sweet. Ravana already had this million years back. It was a big new scientific, it's like a joke. What actually sophistication he had, that he would ride on a flower airplane. What do you have? Flower airplane did not have a mechanism, no need gas or anything, no, nothing fails. It just runs by his own mind. So Ravana had all this, yet he failed. And I thought very deeply that doesn't matter how much advancement of this Kali Yuga progress, it will never be equal to Ravana's capacity. So what is the use of wasting time of endeavoring this? They should become all Ram Bhakta instead of searching for this. Another question raised that if we are not careful about respecting senior devotees and sincere devotees, sometimes the mentality that we have against, it turns back against us. And throughout next 5 days, we'll see that how many pastimes. For an example, like when Ravana insulted Hanuman, and that same Hanuman, he insulted and then he put a fire on the tail, and the same fire burned his own kingdom. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave an example that we have to be very careful. When we lose that respect to the senior devotees, we don't know how it will come back and actually destroy our own existence. And the etiquette that Lord Lakshman was also exhibiting, that how he was following Lord Ram and Sita in a such a etiquette way that he never looked at actually Sita's upper part of the body. That when the jewelry was given by Sugriv to Lord Ram to test it, and Lord Ram asked Lakshman, and Lakshman immediately recognized the ankle bell, said, "I used to see Mother Sita's feet, lotus feet. As far as nose ring, earring, I don't know. I never looked at." And if you look at those examples, how sophisticated etiquette they had. So sweet. Also, we learned by Rupa Goswami Pad's blessing that how Krishna's supremacy, Prabhupada is very funny. Prabhupada says one time in a lecture, he says, when Parashuram saw Ram, he challenged him. And when he saw Krishna, he bowed down. So automatically, Krishna is superior. I thought, oh wow, what a logic Prabhupada gives. Krishna is superior because of Parashuram. You know, everybody knows Parashuram? You know Parashuram? You heard Parashuram? You never heard? Parashuram is a name. Those days, he's still alive in South India as a Brahmana with his wife. But Parashuram, when he was functioning as a ruler, literary discipliner of all the Kshatriya, just by hearing his name, they would shiver. So I'll tell you a story about it. And there are many questions raised. On the Valmiki, oh, can you go to Valmiki previous one? Everybody knows who wrote the Ramayana? How many Ramayans are there?
Valmiki Ramayana is the one.
Valmiki Ramayana is the authentic Ramayana. But because Lord Ram was ruling the world, there are so many Ramayans. Even if you go to Indonesia, their airplane name is Garuda. Where this come from? Because Lord Ram's deity temple is there. You go to Malaysia, there's so many places. You go to Thailand, there's a Rama 1, Rama 2, so many street name is Ram. Lakshman, Sita's there. So Lord Ram used to rule the whole planet. So there are many Ramayana. But of course, authentic Ramayana is Valmiki Ramayana, that's true. And just a little brief story, how Valmiki, we can relate that how Valmiki came to this point that he wrote, he composed the Ramayana, you know when? Before Lord Ram appeared. It's like a GPS map. The whole Ramayana was written except one part. He did not write. You think about it, which part he could not write. Except one part, and Lord Ram actually asked him at that time, "What should I do now?" He was so angry. Valmiki said, "I'm sorry, I didn't write after that. That was the end. Now is your exploration." One of the way to look at it, because Sita Devi's two sons were born in Valmiki Ashram. This Valmiki Rishi, his ashram, Sita Devi gave birth to her two sons, Lava and Kush. When gave birth to Lava and Kush, he used to teach them about Ramayana. And they heard about Sita, but they did not think their mother Sita is this same Sita they are learning. And they used to sing every day. They used to talk about Sita Ram, and they used to talk, and they know they have a mother also Sita, but they never thought that mother Sita is this Sita. Why Valmiki did not write the last part? Because last part were the most mysterious. On the fifth day, Ildar and Mother Jane's house, we are going to conclude. Why Sita Devi had to go through so much struggle, so many tests of her chastity. There is a sweet pastime. At the end, I'll tell why Valmiki actually did not write. And you will not find in Valmiki Ramayana. You will find in the commentary what happened at that. Because Lord Kush was there. Lord Kush, if ever find out that's their mother, and find out that the mother will how to disappear, will be devastating, isn't it? So he never wrote. But how did Ram left this world is the most compassionate father for all living beings. And Mother Sita Devi has the biggest contribution in that episode. So that we'll discuss at the end, fifth day. So just to give a little brief story of Valmiki who wrote this Ramayana. Whenever it says like this in the beginning that Brahmaji, that Krishna within the heart of every living entity in this world, always watching. If we ever desire to come back to him, whether Krishna or God or something that, oh, I want to go back if there is God, Krishna immediately pays attention in the heart. So one time there was a big demon. No, not demon. Dasu. Dasu is a mafia. He kills people. Dasu, like a ruffian. Demon is a little different. Demon means they know God, they challenge God. But he's not challenging God. He just makes his living by killing, demanding people. They're not like, he's not against God. We call ruffian or mafia. So this mafia, Ratnakar Dasu, he was very loyal to his family. And he grew up as a hunter and as a kidnapper. So he was very affectionate to his family, and he told to himself that I'll do anything to take care of my family. He was very loyal. And in his mind he thought, maybe that will please God, even though he has no idea. Because he said that, Krishna paid attention, said, I'm going to send somebody to bring him back. He wants to please me. Okay, I'll bring him back. That's why at the beginning, it's not a coincidence. We all have desired sometime in our life to come back to Krishna. That's why we are here today. When? Only Krishna knows and you know. So then, Krishna sent Narad Muni. So Narad Muni is walking by, and all of a sudden he saw this guy is stopping everybody on the road. He says, okay, what do you have? He said, well, I don't have anything. He said, no, you have to give me this much. He said, no, my family has to eat. Hey, you give or I kill you. You have no third choice. So most of the people would fight, but eventually they get killed. So his mother knew it. She was a little pious lady. He told him, listen, when you kill the people with the thread, they're very powerful. Those threads don't destroy. You should make a little well and keep those threads. So just imagine how many Brahmana he killed that he filled up the well. And the common people who knows how to come on. Count. The thread, you know, the thread we have. You have a thread. His mother taught him pious activity that don't destroy the thread, it has a power. So anyway, so he was doing this. So he found a Narad Muni. He said, hey, what do you have? He said, what do I have? I have a name of the Lord. I can give you. He said, no, I want material things. I don't need name. He said, well, the name can give everything. He said, no, I don't need all this discussion. I need only what I want. So Narad Muni says, I don't have. So he tried to grab him, tried to cut him, but nothing works because Narad Muni's body is Satchidananda, he's just like God. So he was thinking like, this is very strange. Why he has like this kind of? He said, then he paid little attention because he never met somebody like this. So he said, how did you get this? He said, well, I travel and preach and you can also get this. But one thing, I have a question. Why are you torturing people and grabbing their things like this? He said, that's my profession. It's nothing wrong. That's what I was told to do and I'm doing it. And I'm taking care of my family. He said, are you taking care of family for what? To give them pleasure, what they need. He said, yes, but in the name of giving them pleasure, you're committing so much sin. Who is going to suffer? He said, what do you mean? He said, when you die, you have to go to hell and suffer. And your family is not going to suffer with that. He said, of course they will. We share everything. He said, I don't think so. You are in a wrong boat. He said, no, no, you're trying to trick me. You want to escape from me. He said, no, no. So he tied him up. He tried Narad Muni with the tree, just to make sure, to go and ask his family. So he never thought about it. So he went there. He says, mother, you know I kill so many people, even the Brahmana, to get the food and all these things. Now I was told by this sage that after death I'll go to hell and suffer. So you are coming also to share the suffering. He said, oh no, no, my dear son, I don't want to go to hell. Forget it. That's not mine. He said, but I'm doing it for you. He said, sorry, that's your profession. I'm not going to be taking part of it. He went to wife, he went to children, he went to brother, everybody denied. Nobody wants to be part of the hellish life. So he comes back, he's thinking, wow, I never could have thought this. So then he changed his mind all of a sudden by the association of Narad Muni. So then he told Narada, what should I do? He said, just chant Lord Ram's name. Now, you know, it's very difficult to grasp how much sinful somebody is. How do you test it? See if they can chant the name of the Lord. If somebody cannot even say the name of the Lord, they are the most sinful. He could not even utter the name of Ram. So only thing he can utter is the dead body, Mara. When somebody dies, the dead body, only because that's what he is seeing this from long, long time. He kills everybody. So Narad Muni initiated him with that mantra. Okay, just chant Mara, Mara, dead body, dead body, dead body. Because he cannot say Ram. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave a question. How is possible he became Mahabhagavat? By chanting a word which is not related to God. Dead body is not anything to do with God. Right? But then somebody chanting God's name, Krishna's name, not getting love of God, and how Valmiki did get it? It is his submission and faith to Narada's word. And Narad Muni literally empowered him that he was so much in meditation. One place said that entire his place was like filled with the anthill. But the sound at purified states, sound came. When the ultimate sound came, Ram, he was immediately liberated. And he got love for Ram. Yes, Prabhu.
Say how it came, because he was chanting
Mara, Mara, Mara.
How did it go to Ram?
By the mercy of the Guru. No, it does not go by the pronunciation. We may figure it out if by sounding. No. Just like Prabhupada told the disciple, You can chant any name. He say, what about John? You know, they tried. And he chanted. Allen Ginsberg was there. John, John, John for 10 minutes. And said, it doesn't ring. Then Prabhupada is so, it's like a lovely mother, you know. Prabhupada is so kind. He said, okay, then you can chant Hare Krishna. Then they adopted Hare Krishna. Prabhupada was not a forceful, was so loving. You try if you have any name. It didn't work. They say, okay, chant Hare Krishna. Similarly, Narad Muni did that. So at that point, was very interesting that he became a very purified. Now he is a saint, he's meditating on Lord Ram. One day he came to take bath in a river and he saw two birds are talking. And he could understand they are talking even. Some people are so expert. So the male bird and female bird, they are exchanging their feeling for each other. From a far distance, one hunter shot an arrow and killed one bird. And Valmiki became so angry. Immediately went there and yelled to the hunter and cursed him. And then he came back and he took bath and he's thinking, what happened to me? Why did I curse? I used to do the same thing like this before. Why the anger went like this? This is not good. I supposed to be a devotee follower of Narada. The anger came out like this. But sweet thing is, when he was cursing, the way he said it, it was rhyming a poem. And he was depressed when he came to his ashram. I should not have cursed. I should be compassionate to all the living beings. That same mafia, now he became so saintly. So then he was repenting and regretting. He acknowledged. So he wanted to correct himself. And that time he was praying. Then Lord Brahma just appeared. And Lord Brahma says, you has rhymed very nicely. And now I bless you. You start composing Ramayana. So since that time, Valmiki started writing Ramayana. And he composed in a very poetic form, very sweet. So we go to the next one. This is the beginning. Ramayana has a 7 main section. Adikanda, like this, and the last one is Uttarakanda. In between Aranyakanda, like this. 7, you can say chapter. Or no, 7 cantos. 7 cantos, and each canto has many chapters. There is Rishyasringi. Our time is sensitive also. I'm just going to give you a little brief story that before Lord Ramchandra has very unique mystery about this fire sacrifice, because he appeared from the fire sacrifice in the form of pious sweet rice, and he entered into the womb of mother and he came out. So he origin from the fire, and fire has a many in the entire Ramayana, many pastimes. Sita's testing by fire, Ramchandra got married of thousands and thousands of golden Sita. Lord Ram only married one wife. But when wife was not there in the ashram of Valmiki Rishi, he had to do sacrifice. So he had to marry a girl just for time being for sacrifice. They are called golden Sita. And the warehouse was filled with golden Sita, but they are alive. They are made of gold, and the life would bring in them, and they would act like a queen married to Ram just for the performance. And after that, Ram said, I cannot take you. You cannot be with me. So you have to stay there. They have to stay as a statue. It was a kind of little... But at the end of the fifth day, I'll tell you why. It was so sweet. Because all of them actually enter into Raslila. I can tell you this. This is worthy of austerity of that. Then, so they are in that abode where this Ikshaku dynasty, they were living just before this episode took place. This place was drought. Anybody heard the name Rishasinghi?
Yes.
You heard the name Rishasinghi? Rishasinghi has a two horn like a deer. There is a pastimes of Rishasinghi Bibanda Muni, who was doing severe austerity. Just to give you a brief understanding, he was doing severe austerity and Indra did not like it. Even a devotee, you do severe austerity, Indra doesn't like it. Even though it's a Mahaprabhu's movement. And demigod in Bhagavatam says, Indras, they can take the form of a woman to allure you, not to be serious in spiritual path. It was like scary. And they put obstacle in devotee's life. Hare Krishna, they are listening to. I don't mean to make them angry, but it's a fact, Bhagavatam says. So be careful. When you want to advance in spiritual path, obstacle comes even by the demigod. They told to Krishna in 11th canto, they told to Krishna that we put obstacle to you devotees. Because they are so loyal to you, we get jealous sometimes, sorry. But they are not really sorry, they do it. And anyway, here Rishasinghi, so Indra sends somebody because he is becoming this Bibanda, becoming very powerful. So Indra didn't like it, he sent the Urvashi. And of course he has to step down from his severe austerity by Urvashi's allurement. So somehow there a child born through the deer is a very mysterious way. The horn came out, and then the child, when Urvashi left, the Bibandak Muni, he was thinking to raise his child with a idea of very secluded, that never see a girl ever in life. So because if he doesn't see, then he will not be exposed to the danger. And he actually developed a hate against, not the Rishasinghi, his father, hate the woman because who made him fall down. So then he raised, but he became very pure, this child became very pure Brahmana. So when Ayodhya area, there was drought, they were discussing with the different sages, how to remove the drought. So they say, you can remove the drought if you have a pure Brahmana come to this place. Well, where to find him? We said, there is one, Rishasinghi, but you have to bring him to this place, and his father never allowed. So they had a plan what to do. And they took shelter of some Gurukulis to to make this episode. So what happened? Some Gurukuli girls, they went there. And they saw his father is away. So they started making a peekaboo kind of a play, you know, peekaboo. And this boy, simple Brahmana boy, bachelor, never saw a girl, don't know what girl is. But he likes the peekaboo game, you know, behind the flower or something. And some other, after a little while, they just all hid. And he likes the game, he wants to play more. He said, you have to come with us to play over there. Then slowly, he diverted hundreds of miles all the way to their city. And when he came, of course, Indra was happy. The rain came, all the problem is gone, and he ended up getting married to someone. Of course, there is a big story after what happened to his father when he found out. But nonetheless, this story is that when King Dasharatha did not find a suitable wife who could give a child, son, so he was depressed. So finally he concluded that they suggested that he can do it, Vishwasinghe, so they did a big ceremony, you can see this picture. And then Vishwasinghe came and gave the pious sweet rice, and that's where he came. The next one, their earlier life was so sweet, so loving. There's a big, big story that how much they love, even each other. You know, very interesting, out of these four brothers, who was the center of all attraction, you think? Ram. Even Lakshman, even Bharat and Shatrughna, they were with their mom's lap, but they're looking at Ram. Their mother is looking at Ram, they are also looking at Ram. When they are on their mother's lap. You follow? Whether it's a Sumitra or Kaiki, but they always so much into. Ram would even go to Lakshman, a little boy, and he would say, I'm so sorry. I deprived you from the mother's affection. Because when I was born, then I was getting all this attraction, and then you are born, and then Lakshman cut off Ram's appeal. He says, no, actually I deprived you. He said, how? He says, because when I took birth, then immediately my mother put you down, took me on the lap. So obviously I deprived you. So they were kind of like compliment each other always, and always used to really love each other. There was so strong bond. But above all, Lord Ram's reciprocation with each three mother, so much so they never felt that he was not their son. It was so much deep. King Dasharatha was blinded. Next. His Dasharatha was blinded by their love, was unparalleled. But above all, Dasharatha was blinded by Ram's more than anybody else. And on the third one, next one, and next one, here is Vishwamitra. I'll give you a little small episode, then you will understand how much Dasharatha actually loved Ram. So there was a big problem when Agastya Rishi, he was a very prominent, when he cursed Sanda, the Taraka's husband, she became very strong, and he was an asura, you know, demon, but she became strong, and with her two sons, Marichi and Subahu, they used to hate the sages and used to attack. Seeing this, Agastya cursed them, and they became a scary, demonious. And they had a power to fly, and they were doing all kinds of weird stuff. So they would disturb the sages' fire sacrifice ceremony places. So then Vishwamitra, Prabhupada says Vishwamitra was so powerful, his teacher. He was so powerful that just by saying all the demon dies, they would be dead. But then why did he need Ram to come and kill them? That question rises. And Prabhupada answered actually. Prabhupada said, because this is called varnasram, society, structure. The Brahmana is not supposed to kill. So Vishwamitra is a Brahmana. He's not supposed to kill anyone. Even though he's so powerful, just by saying the word he can kill, but he will not. Because Ram, born as a Kshatriya, he has to kill. Kshatriya has to come, first duty is to protect the Brahmana. So then Vishwamitra decided, I must go. And he knew in his meditation who Lord Ram is. So he came to King Dasharatha's house, palace, and he said, when he came, just by seeing him, Dasharatha knew that something is up to. Because Vishwamitra was like a very high-tempered sage. Be careful. If he comes to Alachua in your house, do it what he asks you to do. Ultimately, you will be benefited. But immediately, maybe not. Because he has always very heavy tasks. Same thing like Durvasa, like that. They are very powerful, but they are very, really empowered. They are directly connected with God too, with Krishna. So that time Vishwamitra says, Dasharatha, he said, Dasharatha, I am here to ask you something. Dasharatha said, yes, I am at your feet. Anything you want, I will go and do it. He said, no, I want your two sons. Not four, two sons out of Ram and Lakshman, very specific. And Dasharatha, heartbroken, like you know, somebody shattered his heart. Because he loves Ram so much, he can never be separated from Ram. So Dasharatha says, I'm a fighter, I have a 10 direction I can look and kill all the enemy. I was well known. Why not take me? He said, do not convince me. I want something, you give me, otherwise I'll destroy this. Oh, there is no option. So immediately Dasharatha goes and there is a Guru Vasishtha. Guru Vasishtha is counseling. So don't worry, just do whatever he asks, you give. Because if you do it, ultimately you will get the mercy of Lakshmi. Of course, King Dasharatha did not know. Do you know what I'm talking about? You'll see very soon. That actually he will come with Lakshmi. So then Guru said, Guru agreed, so then Dasharatha says, all right, here is Ram and Lakshman. So he takes the Ram and Lakshman and he goes on the road. And on the road, after a little while, the road has a split. One road goes, it takes 3-4 days to arrive in his ashram, and one is very shortcut, only few hours, but it's dangerous road. All the Rakshasa, man-eater, they live there. It's like impossible anybody can pass through. So then Vishwamitra told Ram and Lakshman, okay, there is a long road, peacefully we can arrive to my ashram and you can protect me there, or we can go this cross, very shortcut, but it's dangerous. What should I do? Which way should we go? And then Ram and Lakshman says, why we need to disturb? Maybe we can go the route. He said, come back with me. He went back to the palace. He was furious. Dasharatha, did you try to cheat me? I'll destroy you right now. Everybody's scared. What happened? Because he did not give Ram and Lakshman. That was Bharat and Shatrughna. Because he loves Ram so much, he could not separate. So then, Vasishtha said, what did he do? He said, I gave, but see, you didn't give Ram and Lakshman, you gave the other two brothers. He won Ram and Lakshman. Ram is Ram, you cannot replace. Vishwamitra never saw him first time, so he was confused, but he knows by the quality who is Ram. So this time he got it. And he came to the same split position and he asked, okay, you want shortcut road or long? Long road, very peaceful. Shortcut, very dangerous. Which way should I go? Ram says, Gurudev, if you give me mercy, we can destroy all the obstacles in our path. Yes, that is Ram. Let's go. And chanted the mantra, and that's where, next Prabhu. Keep going. Oh. This should go in the before. Anyway, so that's why he killed Twaraka and her son, Subahu and Marichi. No, Marichi didn't get killed. He ran away. It's a long story. But Twaraka was killed. She was so powerful, unbelievable. It says about 3.5 mile area, she would fill with the stool and urine of the Jagna area. How demonious they were. Terrible. Only Ram could deliver them. Nobody was powerful to deliver them. Other could kill them but not deliver them. So Lord Ram delivered them. That was very nice. Now we go back to the previous one. Previous one. Ram and Lakshman, they were so devoted disciples of Vishwamitra. It was unbelievable. They would give massage to Gurudev every day. And, you know, Vishwamitra came as a Banamali of Lord Chaitanya's wedding. He's the matchmaker. He's the same Vishwamitra. You know, whenever I hear Vishwamitra, I always think of Banamali. He was a matchmaker of Nimai Pandit and Vishnupriya. And he used to eat sweet from both sides. And he was delighting. It's the same Vishwamitra. But Vishwamitra was very nicely training Ram and Lakshman. They would put Gurudev sleep, then they would go to sleep. And when they wake up, before Guru wakes up, this is how the disciples duty. So every day they used to do. And one time, go to the next one, they went out, and there is Mother, beautiful rock. Oh, thank you. Ahalla. Everybody heard. I'll end with this story since we have time left. Not much. Ahalla is a very beautiful story. Tilong Pralinga and Ahalla, these are the two girls, are created by Brahmaji directly in entire creation. Was the most beautiful, that every part of their body was so attractive. When Ahalla was created by Brahmaji, just by hearing the news, immediately Indra came from heaven to see them. And just by seeing it, did not even ask anything, paid obeisances to Brahmaji. He said, "My dear father, can I marry her?" So wait a minute, you were supposed to ask the permission. I didn't know. No, you cannot. This is not for you. You will ruin your job because you won't be able to do job. You will be like staring at her and you will not focus about your job. Now go back. But of course, Indra's mind is so absorbed on Ahalla that he could never be peaceful. Even though he is in heaven with millions of girls, they have a nightclub, they have everything. But still, his mind is thinking of Ahalla, Ahalla. And who does Brahmaji gives to Ahalla? Brahmaji gives Ahalla to Gautama Muni, who has no attachment to anything in this world, but is very powerful sage. But he's very peaceful. Very powerful sage, Gautama Muni. So he's meditating. One day, Indra could not resist himself. He came from heaven to here. While Gautama Muni went to take bath, he immediately entered by disguised form of her husband. And Ahalla is thinking, this is not my husband. He looks like my husband, he dressed like my husband, but he's, you know, how do you know when somebody is from heaven? How do you know? Two things. One thing is they are above the ground. Come on, if they appear to your house, you know, if the demigod appears in your house, how you'll know? They will be above the ground and their eyelid never blink. Our blinks, every few seconds blink. They don't blink. Two things we should know because we are devotees. We will meet demigods. I mean, it's not something fascination. We will. In this life, Prabhupada used to see in America, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, many times Prabhupada saw them. In the temple, in the chanting kirtan. So we will see by his mercy. So then, that time she knew this is Indra, not possible anybody else. So because she agreed to unite with him, after union, she said, "You have to do something to protect this incident, that never nobody ever knows." Indra says, don't worry. It's just a human pastime. I can easily cover it up. But by the time he thought about it, his pride, he was going out, he forgot to change his dress. He's going out as a Gautam Muni. Then the real Gautam Muni just coming in. Now two Gautam Munis meeting. Only one wife. So the false Gautam Muni, who is Indra, he's like shocked, scared. And the real Gautam Muni says, interesting, Indra. You knew how to take my form also. What else you need? And then the Indra is very scared. Immediately cursed him. You lose your masculine gender. And then he lost his genital, immediately dropped. Now, when he went back to heaven, he made a story. He was not honest. Sometimes in our life we make a story. Instead of purifying the existence of my mistake, we cover up with another story. So he told all the demigods, you know, this Gautama Muni is so powerful, he's trying to destroy the demigod. He doesn't like demigod. So I went to confront, and look at what he did. I lost my masculine gender. I don't have a gender. What should I do? So of course, you know, Varun Dev and other demigods are powerful. They're sitting there, they felt bad. Oh, it's like we have to do something. So there was a big ram, a big kind of a sheep goat, and he had a big masculine genital, so they took that and put it on his body. But of course, this is a horrible scenario, but nonetheless, Gautam Muni is not so much disturbed, but he always is well-wisher. So he looked at his wife and he told, because you knew who he was, still you proceeded with this, then I give you a body that you lose your eyesight. You never see who is coming, who is going, who is where, what. You know what kind of body you can get? Rock. Tree. They cannot see. They are also body of a soul. So she got a rock body. He said, and you will survive by eating air every day. So she was traumatized. She knew that her husband is so powerful, but she also knew that Indra was so much attached to her. So at that time, it was very interesting. She started crying and crying. Of course, as a husband, his heart melted. He said, never mind, there will be a day when Lord Ram comes this side, Ram and Lakshman, he will place his feet on your head and you will be completely recovered and become his devotee. Was interesting, when Vishwamitra was taking them, they came to an ashram. It was like a beautiful ashram. But you know, you ever been to a village ashram? Radhanath Maharaj has an ashram. It's called Jeb. Govardhan Eco Village. In a short, we call Jeb. Is a place like idealistically in the movie you see ashram? That place is like this. It's just like a movie. It's like perfect. It's huge, huge. You know, miles after miles. It's like a hidden mountain, river, place to stay. It's like I was there for 7 days. I was like, wow. Maharaj was kind. He said, this is your home. You can come and stay here. You have to see. It's like a real ashram. It's 3.5 hours from Bombay. So over there, Ram and Lakshman asked the Vishwamitra, Gurudev, this is a beautiful ashram, but it's so peaceful and quiet. Why is it like this? So then Vishwamitra says, because this is a place, and he narrated this episode. So that time, when Lord Ram, Lakshman came to that rock, and placed the feet, that time, Ahalya Devi came out.
You know what did she do? First thing she said, I'm so grateful that I had the best husband. If somebody cursed me like that, what would I do? Would I appreciate? If somebody cursed me like this, I would probably freak out and try to, you know, talk all bad about him. But she was glorifying her husband. He said he was so merciful. He was the best guru I ever could got. Oh Lord Ram, I cannot believe that I'm seeing you face to face. I'm touching your feet on my forehead. This is like an ultimate success. And she started crying and crying and appreciating her husband. Why? Because of his mercy, today what she got. It may take a million years, so what? How many billion years will pass compared to where we are at the lotus feet of Prabhupada and Krishna? We should always be thankful and grateful. Then Lord Ram became so happy with her. From there, they left and go to the next one, Prabhu. Next. There. Yeah, I think we can finish. I just planned up to this. Wow, Krishna, thank you. Because otherwise I won't be able to cover it like this. Here is a very interesting, beautiful pastime. That Parashuram, who killed how many times? 21 is the biggest number. 18 also Prabhupada mentioned. 18 and 21. Literally in the entire planet, in this planet, there was no ruler who did not hear his name. And anybody who would hear his name would be very scared. So there is a big episode, pastime that how Lord Shiva bought this Haradhanu that was kept in the inner chamber of King Janaka. And that inner chamber of King Janaka, when Janak Maharaj's wife, Mother Sunayana, Sita Devi's mother, Mother Sunayana, she was very overwhelmed and thrilled by the arrangement of her husband making this big wedding ceremony where one has to prove by strength that can lift this bow and will be garlanded by Sita Devi as his wife. Even Ravana came. Ravana came when nobody was there, but there was a soldier, millions of soldiers. They allowed him because they knew he was so powerful. But problem is when Ravana came night before, he put his hand just to lift up because he was a follower of Shiva and this is Shiva's bow. So he had some capacity and he was chanting Shiva's mantra. But then his finger got stuck, he never could lift up. And his finger could not be separated now. So they had to have 10,000 people come to just move so that he could get his finger back. When he got his finger back, he ran as fast as possible. He said, this is Ravana. Ravana says, forget it, nobody can. But he was paying attention. Who can do this? So next day in the Sabha, 10,000 rulers, Kshatriya, the kings, prince, they all gather one place. And each one looking at each other. I'm better. I cannot do it. So they all, one by one, they all came and testified. And it was such embarrassing, because none of them could even lift. Forget about pulling the string. Could not even lift up. All 10,000 finish. It was depressing. At that time, they closed down So what will happen? In the next day morning, that evening, Vishwamitra arrived with Ram and Lakshman, and they had a guest house in the private palace cottage for the sages. Because royal treatment was, they used to respect the sages, you know. Like how good the kingdom is, like a Trump and other, they should receive the Hare Krishna devotees very welcoming. Then the country will rise if they know how to respect the sages. So then what happened? They respected and they gave a little shelter, and Ram and Lakshmana, they went to rest with Valmiki, and then Valmiki told them the story, what will happen next day morning, that the princess Sita is going to be betrothed to a person who will be showing his chivalry power by lifting this Haradhanu. So they heard this, but they did not know yet. So in the morning, when Guru woke up, he told Ram, go pluck some flower for the worshipping the deity. And he used to worship every day, the Guru Vishwamitra. So when Lord Ram went in a private garden of King Dasarath, and this is the first time in his life, something mystical happened, that he felt embarrassed and he felt very comfortable. Because he saw a beautiful girl and he was shocked, because he always respect all the ladies as a mother. But that girl, he was staring at. And that girl also that side was staring at him. And they went on and on and on, and he forgot to pluck the flower to bring for his guru. Then little later, Lakshman says, brother, Gurudev is waiting. Where's the flower? And he just came out like, you know, like what he call?
Trance.
He just came out of it. What am I doing? I'm looking at girl, this is horrible. I'm Ram, I'm son of Dasarath. I never do this, why? Why did, and he felt so guilty that was happened to be Sita. Their meeting was there already before. Because there is an eternal connection, it's impossible to separate. So he finally plucked the flower, he went inside, and they finished the worshipping everything. Then Vishwamitra brought them in the big assembly, one side 10,000, all these rulers who failed. Today nobody is left, if there is anybody is coming. So seeing this, Mother Sunayana is the first time lady speaking in the assembly. She is the queen, mother of Sita Devi. She said, it is a deepest, saddest day in my life that in the dynasty of sun god, there is not even one person qualified to be my daughter's husband, future husband. It is so depressing. My husband put such a high standard bar to test. It's almost impossible. And today we see that from Ayodhya, King Dasharatha's two beautiful son is here. Lord Ram looks so beautiful, so handsome, perfect. But his little child, what can he do? Lakshman, he just came out. And he said, oh, Mother Sunayana, please do not speak like this. We are the ruler of the Sun Dynasty. What to talk about this, all this royal king and prince, I do not know. But I can tell you something. If my brother order me, I can destroy. I can make millions of bows like this. You know, he looks a young boy, all this big, big macho guy failed. So they are hearing his speech, but it's not matching or the incident that went by. So everybody's a little confused. But at that time, he says, if you allow, let my brother. So of course, Mother Sunayana says, yes, of course, he can try. I mean, what is the harm? 10,000 ruler failed. So then Vishwamitra smiled and he looked at Lord Ram. Lord Ram looked at Vishwamitra, said, as you wish, Gurudev. He gave him blessing. He took the blessing of Vishwamitra and he went there. Now when he lift up, he did not pull the whole string completely. It broke halfway. But it made a sound. That sound went so far that thousands and thousands of miles. Where Parashuram was in a meditation, he broke his meditation. He just fly like it. At that time, can you go to the next one, Parashuram? Next one. I think the slide we mixed it up. When Parashuram came there, the whole royal place started trembling. All these 10,000 rulers, they literally wanted to leave. They're scared of him. Because he brutally killed. When he killed 22 million people one time, 22 million people one time by his own axe, you know how he killed? Karata Birja Arjuna, he was the big, powerful king. He sent 22 million soldiers. When he came, he could not see anything outside. He heard everything finished. Everybody got killed. How possible by one person? He could not see anything because each soldier, ill horses, elephant, all this carriage, everything was into, you know, mesh, like a what they call the ground meat, like miles after miles, all these 22 million people, there is no sign of anybody alive. There is no sign of a horse or elephant or anything, nothing there. It's all meat and blood. With one chopper, axe, it's called Parash. He got it from Lord Shiva. This is Parashuram, how powerful he is. So when he came there, the Sunana, we are laughing because we are not seeing the scenery. But imagine that. At that time, that Mother Sunayana and King Janaka, they're also very scared. Now what will happen? Now what will happen? So Parashuram asks, who has broken this? If they say Ram did, then he will kill Ram, they are thinking. What to do? It's an auspicious thing. Now Sita can marry Ram, but somebody has to pacify Parashuram first. Could not say anything. So scared, then at that time Lakshman comes. Lakshman comes and he's young, small, handsome boy. You know, he's Balaram, origin of all creation. And Parashuram is big, tall man with the axe and bow with his Vishnu dhanu. And then he says, he told Parashuram like this, why are you breaking such a big deal? In my childhood, me and my brother would break bigger than this bowl. So many we can trash. We create millions of universes and destroy anytime we want. What is the big deal? Why are you breaking? And Parashuram is listening. Who is this young boy challenging me like this? Does he know that who I am? I am Parashuram. So like this, at one point, then Parashuram thought, maybe something is not in my calculation. Maybe something beyond my calculation. If it is so, let me see. Who has done this? Jai Sisi Radha Sri Krishna Krishna Balaram. I will end with this story. Then what happened? Then Parashuram came over there. Lakshman stepped back and then Ram says, I did it. He said, you did it. Then he pulled his Vishnu bow and gave it to Lord Ram. When Lord Ram took the Vishnu bow and he pulled the string, then Parashuram immediately folded hand. Parashuram thought, oh, he is my origin. He is a Shaktavesha avatar, he is not Vishnu avatar. He is my origin. So then Lord Ram says, I pull the string, but if I release the string, It has to affect. It will affect in two ways. One or the other. Either the world will be destroyed or you lose your power. Which one you want? So then Parashuram says, let me lose my power. So then Parashuram, from that moment, he took a humble position as a Brahmana. And Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Parashuram is still there in South India as a Brahmana. Couple, they came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What city you find in Chaitanya Charitamrita? You can go if he wants to give you the... Don't worry about it. You have to be fortunate, then he will give us. So this way, you know what happened to 10,000 royal prince and kings? Seeing this scenery that Parashuram bowing down to this young boy, they were curious, who is this Ram? The whole world became curious, who is this Ram? And they all fly away just by seeing Parashuram. Lord Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai. Lord Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai. Sita Ramachandra ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. We'll continue tomorrow. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna Hare.
Thank you. Thank you. Jesus.